Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Episode 47.
Is it recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Now I gotta this start is live. Over.
Yeah.
What are you reading a prompt over there?
Ryan, George, Greg, back in the building.
Yep.
Episode number 47. Who's number 47?
Michael Humanawana.
Oh my god.
Who the heck is that?
Tight end of the NFL.
Patriots fans don't know.
Andre Kirilenko, AK-47.
Oh, you love Andre Kirilenko.
You love Andre Kirilenko.
Nice two episodes in a row you brought him up.
A guy named Burton.
That's not the greatest nickname, and I thought about some other nicknames that we forgot, too.
Oh, a lot.
There's a lot of nicknames.
A whole lot.
I can't remember what they are now at the time, but I thought about something.
What are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about Nike and Adidas Grammy ads, I guess.
So the Grammy ads.
Well, LeBron 14s continue to sell out.
Okay, that's not true.
Are ASICs dead? Are they?
George.
Are they dead? Are ASICs dead? We're gonna talk about that later.
What are ASICs?
Well, yeah. What are ASICs?
What's our top 10 today?
Today we're gonna do top 10 All-Star themed shoes with the All-Star game coming up this weekend. But first,
NBA All-Star.
Mostly suck.
As always, week of pickups.
I have nothing. And I will not have nothing until June. Next.
You wish you had stuff.
Nope.
Pause.
I feel good about not having anything.
I picked up.
I don't know if that's true.
It's absolutely true.
I think it would feel better if you sold a bunch of stuff that you know you should have sold already.
That's true.
I mean, maybe if I was selling. I mean, like this weekend, we were at the cabin. I didn't even travel easy.
Now you know how it used to be when I was in San Diego. You feel free.
I just don't. Yeah, but I felt like this before.
You feel free.
Yes, but you still say that you want to keep what's in your closet, which is kind of dumb.
Because I want to see what I like what it looks like. Yeah, it has nothing to do with not filling
all right, so what if you just had all the boxes, but you got rid of the shoes?
Well, if somebody came in the closet... if somebody came in the closet and was like, yo, let me see, then I'd feel stupid. It would have been, it probably made me feel okay. Just a bunch of boxes, to be honest with you. And shout out to my family. Went up to the cabin this weekend. Shout out to all
the cabin.
The cabin.
They own it.
Yes.
Shout out to all the kids. They had fun. Went to the snow.
Sledding?
Went sledding. Shout out to my kids and my little nephews, Chuck, Davian, Trey, all of them. So, my brother-in-law, Edgar. But no cops for me. Didn't try for Yeezys either. Didn't care. Didn't bother me.
I tried. I tried real hard for Yeezys.
They suck, though. They suck. You used to like the pull tab on the back. It looks crazy now. It does.
I like that. I think this one was the best. I like Belugas, I think, the best out of the five? Is that a five? Six? Going to come out now?
Zebras
blow V2s? It is more. No, there's the three that came out, then the white, and then the Beluga, and this is a six. So I think the Beluga and this one are the top two.
That's because it's a different pattern. The solid color ones, they're just regular.
Yeah.
Zebra ones blows them all out the water. And neither one of us are getting them.
That's not true. What can you wear with?
With pants and shirt. That's what I wear my clothes with.
Shorts?
Okay, what kind of pants and what kind of shirt?
Jeans.
Black pants, jeans. Just white and black shoes.
Corduroys.
You wore a tuxedo jacket.
You wore a tuxedo jacket?
I wore the fakes and they look terrible. Like the fake looks terrible, like them attempting to wear that shoe looks terrible.
What did you cop this week, George? I know Ryan has a grip.
I only got two.
I think I brought up Silver Ultra Boost last week, right? With the
Silver
Boost.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Because it just shipped today. But anyways, Pusha T's, I think, if I get the shipping confirmation from Hannon, however you pronounce it. Under retail, shit, kind of crazy. I mean, they're not selling for a lot after the fact, but just the fact getting them under retail is like really the only reason I bought them, really. I mean, they're dope, but that's it.
I picked up Pusha T's also, unrelated to George's pickup.
Both of y'all should be ashamed of yourselves.
And I got them on an eBay auction. They were listed as pre-owned with no box, and they came dead stock with a box, $168. So, shout out to whoever made that wrong eBay listing. And then I picked up those the tan Ultra Boosts with the orange boost on eBay as well for $185 shipped. I don't think you ever had them. The Uncaged with the orange Ultra Boost?
Yeah.
You do have them?
Those are awful.
Oh, let me see those. I need to see those before we leave today.
I sold those.
Okay, they're not awful. They're awful. I'm trying to sell them.
I like that shoe.
I'm gonna ask La Cuddy if he wants them.
I like it because it's tan. Metro Boom. And it has orange, and I can wear it with my Cleveland Brown stuff.
Is that orange?
Yeah.
That's like red.
Like an orange boost.
It's like solar.
Orange.
Okay. You hated on the all red pair for the same reason, because it had orange bottom. Same thing.
No, I hate them because it didn't match the upper. Boost didn't was the same color as the upper. Anyways.
The picture is clear, simple. So if you're looking for it, you're not going to see it. That's the Kif.
Top one?
That's the Kif one, but it's in there somewhere. I mean, you can look at it if you want.
That was all you got? You said your pickups were lit.
Yeah, I had lit pickups. I didn't have a lot of them. Wait. Whoa, hang on. Well, then I said the white. Did I say white gum NMD last week?
Wait. Those are brand new, too?
What?
Well, that might be another fake if that one's brand new or is worn.
What's worn?
The one you bought.
Which one?
The one he just said.
Brand new.
Oh, the gum?
Fakes. No, the gums I bought on Adidas. They came in yesterday.
Yeah, we got to ask him what I was telling you about. Which one did you get? You got both of them?
Yeah. I didn't get the black pair.
Oh, so what's the picture on your box? Did you get the box that just has the bottom of the shoe on the front?
Of the gum?
Yeah.
There was one, yeah. It has a gum bottom on the foot.
That's the funniest shit I ever heard. I saw somebody show that.
I don't think...
What the hell?
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah.
It's not both the black and white, though. It's one or the other. I don't know.
It's the bull... It's
well,
a black
you have
pair.
One if it was not the one.
I need to look at my box.
Oh,
okay. I know, but
it's the bottom of the shoe.
I ordered both, but I sold one.
I need to see that. What's coming out this week? Actually, there's a lot coming out this week. Is there anything... Okay, you know,
oh, we forgot one thing we're going to talk about.
What?
Were we still going to talk about... That they're wearing Black History Month for All-Star?
I mean, we could throw it in there.
Because all that stuff comes out this weekend. You got, like, all the black... Well, I guess, well, yeah, all the Black History Month stuff comes out, and then the All-Star, Jordan 1 and Jordan 6.
Jordan 31.
Doubles up.
Air Force 1.
Desert Camo.
SFs. Woo! All right. So, how much I got? You should try the cop, too. You might need to break it.
You try for those, George?
I mean, it technically came out last week.
Nah, I mean,
consortium.
I think it's like everyone this week, right? Worldwide?
Consortium this week. It was the two stores I collabed on last week. I tried to get it. I had it in the cart on SNS, and it said, you have 30-minute cart reserve. And then I was like, all right, let me check out immediately. And it said, no, you don't have them anymore. So that's kind of lame.
And by Blind 13s? Cherries?
Oh, yeah, those two. I need someone to give me a 9.5.
No.
9.5 should be easy. Though.
Yeah.
It's kind of messed
up. They're going to sit.
They're going
to
sit.
I understand that, but I need to have it, like, to give to someone this weekend, and I don't feel like driving a Nike Scottsdale. So
who do you need to give it to?
Are you going to California this weekend?
I was supposed to, but
I don't know those people.
What's rained out?
Why does it matter if you know those people? You know me. What are you talking about?
What's rained out?
My niece's race.
Oh.
It's supposed to rain all weekend.
I want 13s. I'm buying 13s of 2018, so...
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I said I was going to buy a 13 this year, but then I made my Jordan resolution.
Oh, you might buy a 13 later. You ain't buying those.
I'm buying... What other ones would I buy?
Flints.
Oh, I'm definitely buying Flints.
Number one, all 13s suck.
No, 13s are fire.
13s
suck. Yo, these are fire.
Look from the top view. I don't dislike them. I just don't think I'd ever wear them. I actually like them. I just don't think I would wear them.
I didn't realize they had green in them. For those of you that can't see what I'm holding the Uncaged Ultra Boost with the orange bottom...
I mean, if you got fakes for $185, that's pretty good because the retail on those was $200. I think that's another reason I'm upset because, you know, with tax from Adidas, they were $272.
Well, the dude just wanted to get rid of me. He was salty. He didn't want them anymore. People don't like these.
They're hard to wear.
You wear it with jeans and a white shirt.
I mean,
talking about the Uncaged, the orange Ultra Boost, the tan uncaged with the orange Ultra Boost.
Greg hated tan Yeezy 350s, so I mean, I understand why he hates that shit.
They were hard to wear. Thing. Those right there, they don't suck. I liked them when the pictures came out. I just didn't know it was orange. I thought it was red.
I'm going to throw some Kith laces in this.
You literally can wear all your Cleveland Brown stuff with that. What are you talking
that's
about?
What I'm, that's no, why.
He is perfect for him.
That's why I said I got him, because they go all my Cleveland Brown stuff.
You don't need to put outfits together. You just wear a brown shirt and put them on. It's not difficult.
Yeah, I love them. I like these.
Yeah, I don't dislike them. I don't know. I don't think they're. I would ever. There's nothing I have to wear them with.
Also, five decades of basketball pack.
And I know. Ooh. And I know you're upset.
Fuck those prices.
You're going to be upset at this, but I don't think I like uncaged anymore, really. Except, like, the kid, like, the mid uncaged. Those are fire.
You know,
anything more come out in that silhouette?
I will say that uncaged does look worse. Uncaged, I like uncaged because of the fact that they're probably...
They're more comfortable.
They're two times more comfortable than an Ultra Boost.
They are more comfortable.
But they do not look as good on feet as a normal Ultra Boost do, and that is facts.
I don't know about
comfort,
that.
Comfort, better. On foot, not as good.
I don't know about that.
They don't look as good with pants. I mean, that's bottom line. Shorts, I don't know.
Especially in size 12.
Y'all might need more better pants.
Especially in size 12 and above.
Okay, literally all the pants you have, he has the same pants because you started copying the pants he has.
Okay,
so.
I got 3 pair of pants that Simple has, all right? And that's it. I ain't copying his jeans.
I mean, jeans are jeans, so I don't know what's the...
Anyways, anybody copying
none of us are copying Fear of God zip-ups for $1,000, so... I am. Okay.
Y'all copy... Right, I'm done talking to
you,
because
you literally aren't buying shoes, but you buying other stuff. It doesn't make any
I'm
sense.
I'm not buying nothing.
You just said I am.
I am what?
Buying Fear of God pants.
Yeah, for retail.
$1,000 is retail.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
So no one's copying Vanchetta?
I think I'm going to try for the LeBrons, for the Zoom Generations. I'm not paying $275 for an Air Force One. I'm not paying $300 for a fucking foam.
Foam Posit is $300.
I can't do it.
Just cop a foam and return it.
Bro, they're on eBay for $380 by now. I just want to look at it.
Can't return it on eBay, though.
Yeah, I know. But
no, you just buy it, take back Nuggie.
Exactly.
Store credit.
No, not store credit.
I want to see it. What's up with the Flight 95? Is that not coming out? I think there's only
50 pairs of them.
Of those?
Yeah.
You need to stop being so nostalgic.
No, they're
retire your nostalgia. Huh?
Those are super limited. I think there's like.
Oh, and you know what dropped? A lot of people don't realize dropped that Finish Line. Shout out to the homie Rome. Send me a picture. Robins. Air Shakes. So I got a Finish Line right now. Sitting. No one cares.
Suck.
Where?
They were good in 95, 96. Think they're the sky. Suck now.
The white and reds are out. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
I need worms.
You can't wear this stuff in 2018.
You can wear anything you want with jean shorts.
Yes, you can do whatever you want, kids. Don't listen to me. Strive your dreams. <Yes.
laughs> What else? Is that it?
You got my boxes tipping over. Look at you.
I think that's it. I mean, how do you guys feel about the...
Not that row.
How do you guys feel about the Black History Month being the same as the All-Star shoes?
Oh, yeah, those drop. Those suck.
I think for, like...
What do the white people do in the All-Star game?
69, 90.
I guess Kevin Love got hers.
Dang, he ain't even worried about white, so that's messed up. I think for, like, 69, 97, I would buy those ones. I didn't know they sold out on Sneakers app. That's crazy.
What?
The ones with the Velcro.
Yeah, they sold out.
What ones with the Velcro?
I said for $69.97, I would buy it.
Yeah. I thought you said in 1969.
What ones with the Velcro?
Yes, and the Bay of Pigs.
The black ones.
They actually look like a shoe from
the... The Jordan ones with the Velcro Nike Air. Yes, or Nike Swoosh. Oh, gotcha.
Those like them shoes you get at the orphanage. I'm joining the rock.
Those? In the trucks?
Yeah, they're at the Finish Line. Look at you.
I didn't love that. I like the worm. Those are fine, but stop it. The black and white.
Mervins. That's where I copped them. I copped all my Robins and Mervins back in the day, but they suck now.
I don't know if Mervins sold.
Mervins.
Maybe they did. I'm thinking of Montgomery Ward.
I think I stole them from Mervins, too.
You said you did.
But I think I got caught or got in trouble, so like there's no repercussions at this point.
Statute of limitations, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the players want to buy their money. I mean, that's cool. I mean, I guess to make a point. I mean, to guess. I don't know.
Yeah. It's only got to be a Nike thing. The other brands are, or is no brands are making no All-Star shoes? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, there's an Under Armour and an Adidas All-Star shoe. They have to.
There's Curry labels. Four colors that come out this weekend, I think, of Lowe's that are supposed to be All-Stars. I don't know, man. I mean, that's what I was going to talk about, too. There's no All-Star sneakers. There's none. Everything All-Star weekend now revolves around OVO. OVO 12s come out this weekend.
OVO 12s
come out, and everything's around like fashion, like these Vinchettas,
Yeezy. There's always an Yeezy release All Star Weekend now. Like, people care more about Yeezy and OVO than they do about anything All Star.
Not anymore. They split it last week, and then whites next week.
last year All Star sneakers were awful. The shoes.
Last year's All Star sneakers.
Awful, but I don't even know if
The Kobe wasn't
green and black. Was terrible.
That wasn't that bad. It just looked like the.
It wasn't. But that LeBron, that was like exactly. Like army green and yellow. That was trash.
That was trash.
I don't remember what the KD looked like.
Oh, it was like multicolored, like some circles.
I do remember that now. That was trash.
And then Kobe's. Kobe's were fine.
Kobe's were the best one. The Kobe's were the best one out of that pack.
You would pay $49.97 for those.
I probably wouldn't even pay that, but they were the best ones out of the pack.
That doesn't mean they're good.
No, it doesn't mean they're good.
The Kyrie.
The Kyrie was like silver and yellow, but yeah, I don't think he made the All-Star game. They did have a
come out.
Yeah, it was like
the shoe like went to like Marshalls and Ross.
Yeah, it was like silver and yellow.
Oh, really? No,
it's mainly yellow, and then there's Velcro pieces that you can pull off, like the.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh,
the Kyrie actually probably was the best shoe out of the pack.
Yeah, he didn't make the All-Star game, and so something happened. Yeah, I'm assuming that's what it didn't make the All-Star game, so they didn't release it, and they just sent the pairs to like. Marshalls and Ross.
They won the championship. Like, it wasn't an All Star.
They hadn't at that point.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that.
I think we're mixing up a year. I think the year before he didn't make it.
No,
it's because he was hurt.
The strap is the two. Kyrie 2. That's the one that didn't release.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang. That sucks.
Sucks for Kyrie?
I think he's doing all right.
Now, y'all see the Nike ad?
I did.
Did you guys watch him?
Yes.
Did you watch him?
No.
Of course you didn't watch them.
They walk around town painting basketball courts on everything.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure I saw it, but I just,
something I'm paying attention to.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. See, I watched the Grammys.
Yeah, you always watch stuff like that. But you try to tell me you don't watch stuff like that.
We only did because Rosé was like, oh, this is on one sit down. I said, all right. Like, wasn't going to watch it. And we didn't finish it. We were like, all right, we out. It was dramatic. Beyonce's performance was the most dramatic thing.
Beyonce's performance was the most dramatic, yes.
Right. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Beyonce, but it was way over time. And Lady Gaga is a certified weirdo.
Right. Oh yeah,
I've
always liked Lady Gaga, but like after the Super Bowl, how she jumped off that roof like a tarantula, she looked crazy.
Spider Woman. Now the funniest thing was later when she caught that football and dove off. That was funnier.
She just left. It was like she okay?
Disappeared in thin air.
She jumped. And I was like, she good. She said, and that was it. It was over. I thought some more was gonna happen. It was over. No, I only want to talk about the ads because of how dramatically different they were. All right, the Adidas. You watched Adidas ad, right?
I watched Adidas ad.
What did you think of the Adidas ad?
I didn't understand what the point was of the Adidas ad. It was just like
it was so weird.
Like people walking around in like masks, and then like
it was like.
Oh, maybe I saw that one. I don't remember.
It was like a video that you would imagine, like if you were like
high,
a cult.
Yeah.
And like they strap you down, they just make you watch it.
Yeah,
over and over.
Like subliminal messages, and your eyes are taped up, and
tape your eyeballs open.
Yeah,
it looked like
Total Recall.
Like, I was looking at the comments on YouTube, and everybody's like, "This is Illuminati. This is the worship of the devil. This is some weird stuff."
It was.
And
weird.
I ain't going that far, but it was just dramatic and like colorful.
What I tell you a long time ago, Adidas is a German company. Yeah.
I mean, and that's a fact. And you know what's funny? Some of the background looked a little funny. They had like all these.
Dudes. He went too far, though. He took it too far.
But the background looked a little funny. And I'll tell you this, though, about the Adidas ad. It showed the product. Nike ad didn't show the product. But this is. Okay, so the Adidas ad was more like rebellious, new, like a new cool. That's what it was like new cool. It was more about how we do things different. And you know what? The song they were singing was a Frank Sinatra song.
Yep. And my way.
and you couldn't tell really. I could hear the song.
Thought that was like Yo Gotti or somebody.
No,
yes.
What's you thinking of? Eddie Watt.
Eddie Watt.
My way. It was just dramatic. It had product in it. I will say that it had product, which was good. But I thought it was weird. I mean, it had Snoop Dogg in it, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and what's homeboy got drafted to the Lakers? Ingram. What's his first name?
Brandon Ingram. I think so.
Brandon Ingram. He had him in the video. Everybody else was like some weird skater. They didn't know anybody. Like the commercial was
like hood, like English kids, like
it was weird. I didn't get it. I mean, how can you have a commercial that I'm assuming it represents like the new cool without a Kanye something?
Should have Yeezy Runners in it.
To be in these type of ads.
Should have had
Kanye's a wacko now though.
Especially so playing during the Grammys.
Should have had Yeezy Runners in it.
And you know what it looked
yes.
like? But you know
we definitely need to talk about that because you're a wacko.
I want Yeezy Runners bad.
But you know what the ad looked like? It looked like a flash in the pan. It looked like like they're just doing too much now. It didn't look like sustainability. And then Nike ad, black and white, classic. I mean, Alicia Keys in it, which I thought she was a Reebok.
I mean, I think I don't think there was ever any thought that there were other companies that had better marketing than Nike. Like, we've known that, but they don't make the best shoes anymore. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean,
but the Nike ad wasn't about product. It was about equality.
And it had,
they're selling an equality shirt, so it probably was about product, though.
I mean, okay. I'm just saying, it had a message, a completely different message than Adidas.
Yes.
The message that they were promoting was, everybody's welcome to play sports. There is no color, this, that, to play sports. It had LeBron, KD, Alicia Keys, Gabby Douglas, some girl plays soccer. Yeah, but she was a star 4 years ago.
The message that Nike was trying to get across wasn't that everybody can play sports. It was that you when you're competing with or against people, that color and ethnicity doesn't matter because you form a bond as a teammate, and that should translate into the real world and into everyday life to where, you know, you those bond. But what they were trying to say is those bonds that you form on a team in a sports world should also carry over into the real world, and there should be, you know, that should just be all throughout. That's why they were like painting the lines and the court stuff all over town outside
of. It looked like an OG. Like it looked like the OG because the Adidas commercial was just and then the Nike commercial was just black and white,
calm,
singing LeBron, KD, posted. It was a calming, like, look at the OG. Adidas is the flash in the pan. They just here for now, making a bunch of noise, but don't forget, we still king. That's what it looked like. It just looked dope. And the Adidas ad wasn't bad. It was just weird. I mean, the only thing I remember from it was a Snoop Dogg CD.
That was bad, though. Yeah, I mean, but that whole commercial was.
But if your video got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Snoop Dogg, some of the two of the oldest people in their fields, I mean, come on. Like, where's your Kanye? Where's your Big Sean? Where's your, like, cool at?
Big Sean's not signing them anymore.
Oh, he's not?
Puma now.
Ooh. Puma?
Yeah.
Jesus. they must be paying him pretty decent. He just want a shoe then. That's whack.
If you think about it, like, Romas and stuff like that are, like, classic for like hip hop stuff.
I mean, they're trying to make some different stuff. The shoes
some of the stuff that now, some of the stuff that he was making okay. was whack and like really never part of hip hop. Like the top 10 was a basketball shoe, but really it wasn't ever. I mean, compared to like Superstars or something like that, it wasn't really ever a hip hop shoe. So I mean, graffiti artists and blah blah blah, whatever else. Yes, they love Adidas, but also love Puma. Like, you know, fat laces and all that kind of stuff. People wear Puma with that too.
So I don't know. I thought the Adidas ad was a little much weird. I thought the Nike ad was just right. Didn't show any product. Oh, I mean, it showed jackets and shirts and stuff like that, but didn't show sneakers. But I don't know. I'm thinking Adidas just they're kind of feeling themselves right now. I think they really feeling themselves.
Oh, they definitely are.
They're getting a little too big for their britches.
So does...
You've been hating on Boost for a while now.
I am not hating on Boost. Yeah, you, all right? You, I just don't need every color in the exact same shoe.
Yeah, you hating. All right?
You own every single color.
That's in the true. That's fact.
No, I don't.
What do you, you got don't. 2.0s, 3.0s, 1.0. Like, you got every single Boost and Ultra Boost color. What do you want?
Okay. You've seen what a room looks like that's covered in Boost, and we dislike...
The Boost God.
Well, we don't dislike him, even though he's starting to kind of upset me a little bit. We dislike the stands.
Why is he upsetting you?
Because something I seen today. I meant to send it to y'all,
too. What did you see today? What did you see today? Tell me.
Let me find it.
I need to know.
Talk amongst yourselves for a second while I search for
it. I need to see. Yeah. LeBron 14 sold out.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh,
so then,
I know what he said. He had said something like, he posted something and was like, my post set the internet on fire. Like, bro, you have like 50,000 followers. Yes, your post set the fucking entire internet on fire.
Broke the internet. What did he say? Who knows?
It might be fire to me.
So do these ads and does Nike's stance against Trump, is that making LeBron sell out again?
No, of course not.
America's LeBron like, suck. America's like, fuck Trump, let's buy all these LeBrons.
They're buying LeBron. LeBrons are like... I look at these LeBrons are like the commercials with what's his name? The weirdo from True Crime? Well, no, True Lies? What's the homeboy? The show on HBO that we like, True Detective.
True Detective.
The weirdo dude, the McConaughey?
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey.
Those LeBron 14s remind me of like Lincoln cars. That's what they remind me of. You just look at them like, I'll give it a try. Don't nobody want those. Don't nobody want a Lincoln.
They're fire.
What?
LeBrons.
You're crazy.
Those LeBrons are fire.
$175?
Nah, for $89.
Okay, $89 doesn't count. All right. Soldiers are going to be $89 eventually. All right. Those LeBrons are whack. All right. Now, the out-of-nowheres, all right. If somebody wants those, fine. I'm okay with those selling out, but those black ones, there's no reason those should have sold out. Not on Nike app. Are they still got at stores?
Yep. You think Black History Month sells out, too?
Heck no. Nobody cares about Black History Month. I mean, black people. I care about Black History, but don't nobody care about Black History in my sneakers. All right, I don't like buying.
I mean, you might be like Denzel. That. I think didn't Denzel or somebody say they don't care about Black History Month?
Morgan Freeman.
Oh yeah, well,
hey, you racist! You don't even know Morgan Freeman from Denzel Washington.
Tell them apart. Morgan Freeman is 375 years old.
Don Cheadle too. Can't tell any of them.
Morgan Freeman has lived through.
Damn, you farted. You better chill out.
He's lived through no joke 300 Black History Months.
So I mean, Denzel and him was in the Civil War together, though, so you need to chill out. They might be
in glory. Yeah, I'm not buying Black History sneakers. I'm not buying any LeBron. LeBron is stupid, and people that bought them are ridiculous. Those are going to be returned to outlets everywhere. Nobody wants those.
So LeBron's going to sit eventually? As colors keep coming out?
Everybody who bought these black ones are like, what the heck did I do? That's a fact. They probably all got them in the day. They came out this past weekend, right?
Yeah.
Or the weekend before?
What?
Weekend before.
Oh.
What?
So LeBron's are dead?
They suck. I don't care.
LeBron's are dead or alive?
Nike basketball sucks. We talked about
the first color Paul George's, those will sell out too. And then after that, not a single one. Just like Kyrie ones, the red sold out, and then black one sold out. After that, it was like, eh.
So LeBron's dead or alive?
They're dead. LeBron suck.
All right, guess we'll see how it is this weekend.
Super suck. Yep.
What about Asics? Asics dead or alive?
Oh, yeah, we talking about Asics. Asics are, I don't know.
What are Asics?
Asics are dead.
Asics are dead?
We have some of the most Asics ever. I have an entire section full of Asics.
Four, five. I see five Asic boxes in here.
There's one more up there.
Six.
The white Concepts box.
Dang. All Jelly 5 and Sagas. Jelly 5 and Sagas and some of my Jelly 3s are probably the ones that I would not get rid of. I think I like 5s. I like Sagas. And you wore Kill Bill's.
Kill Bill's one of the
great 2 weeks ago?
I mean, the reason we bought Asics is because not only were they like the colorways were nice, but that shoe, the 5, is comfortable. Then once Boost came out, what's the point? It's like almost the same. Like with the 5, you slip your foot in. There's a booty. You don't need to tie your laces.
Put your foot in booty.
yes. Put your foot in that booty.
Do you think that's why they died? Barefoot. Because of Boost?
Absolutely.
No, I think they died because of I think they died because of overexposure.
No, I think so too. Adidas took over everything in the runner category.
No,
Nike, what
the ASICs started doing? ASICs started doing this before Boost even started coming out.
I disagree with that.
I think it started to decline before Boost.
Really, it was overexposure. I mean, you had like every GR that came out was selling out. Like, and ASICs went from like $80 to $130 for general releases. I mean, and every other weekend. I mean, fuck that. Every weekend there was multiple releases for
there still are.
Collabs.
There's not collabing anymore, but there's still
collabing.
There's still, well, I mean, look, the only person.
You taking that word to your grave.
The only people that can sell ASICs, fives, threes, whatever, is Kith.
Yeah. No, Concepts can. Undefeated did well with their. I mean,
Undefeated
in general.
Undefeated can. Release at the height.
To this day.
To this day.
The only one.
Right now.
They don't. When he's not collabing on ASICs anymore?
Well, I mean, they just redone the salmon pack and all that.
Yeah, flu. Now they're going for like 1,000. Now they're down to 400 bucks.
I mean, which is crazy. Retro.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like. Kith can't carry ASIC. Nobody.
Look what happens when a Kith Ultra Boost or something comes out. Kith Boost.
Anything riots. Kith. You're right. Why about Kith and never done the Kith Van? God, that'd be fire. A Kith and Van collaboration?
Coming out.
Yeah.
This summer. Summer 17.
Yeah, ASICs. I never cared about ASICs.
That NMD sucks, by the way.
What NMD?
The collab Kith NMD that's coming out. The one I sent you guys a picture of.
I don't pay attention.
The mid NMD with no laces.
I didn't see it.
It was only the back of the shoe, but yeah, I sent it.
Oh,
in the group chat?
They hype.
No, they suck.
No, I never cared about July 5s because of comfort. I thought they were dope. Now when I put them on, they look just incredibly bulky. I think when Boost came out, when you put them on, they looked better on your feet for better comfort and just as fine colorways. I don't think ASIC fives now suck, or threes. Like, they don't suck.
Threes always suck. Fives don't suck. Fives are the only ones that are worth it to me because of the neoprene. That's the only reason.
Fives, threes
and,
don't
and
suck.
And the actual design of the shoe, like, the side view is better looking.
The top view now is awful.
I still have, so what do you say? Yeah, six pairs up there, and the only ones I think I've worn recently is the all-red snakeskin ones.
And, by the way, we're recording in George's sneaker room. Which you guys probably will never see because he won't allow us. you only got six pairs?
Yeah.
Because I got about 15.
George
yeah,
won't.
Yeah, but you bought like GR stuff. I didn't ever buy any of that.
George won't allow us to show the sneaker room?
No, he said he didn't want to get robbed.
No, I don't want none of this on the internet.
On the internet!
I want. I don't know. I have DS, about four or five DS pairs, love fives, a couple DS3s. I mean, that's when I say I got, like, a lot of stuff. I might got a lot of sneakers, but I got a lot of nonsense still. Like, I got colors in Jelly Fries I might not have ever seen before. That's how much garbage I got.
I'm quite sure I've seen the
color. No, you'd probably be like, what is this trash? Like,
those burgundy ones that just came out that I sent you guys the picture of, I would cop those. It was, like, 2 years ago. But I why? A Boost. It makes no sense.
I don't know, man. Would you guys ever cop another Jelly Fries? Ever?
No.
I would cop a Gelite 5 that is already released, like something that I like a Volcano if I got a good deal, or like I would still buy a pair of Knicks Gelite 3s, but
you'd buy a Volcano if it dropped.
If it retro and it was the exact same shoe, yeah, probably.
Oh yeah.
I mean, changed a little
but,
bit.
But like I don't think there's anything that
like into what I mean, it depends what changed.
I think there's
they made the white navy blue.
Yeah. I mean like yeah, like there's stuff that like there's still ASICs that I would buy that I like, but I don't think that there's an ASIC like that would come out that I would run to buy.
What about New Balances?
I like New Balances.
They're not dead?
Too expensive.
They are too expensive.
Way too expensive.
But I love New Balances. I love ASICs.
That's the thing is, everything for me gets compared to an Ultra Boost these days. Like in terms of, because you're talking about running shoe. New Balance was like the original comfort shoe. And then.
That's debatable.
Maybe like, what are you talking about?
I never thought New Balances were ever comfortable.
No, they're super comfortable.
Everyone's got a weird foot then, bro.
Never for me. Now,
that was New Balance's whole thing, was like a walking shoe company and a running shoe company.
Yeah, it never was for me.
Off the charts.
I thought SBs were more comfortable than New Balances.
You smoking up.
SB lows are very comfortable.
You smoking rocks.
Anyways,
continue. But yeah, so it was like the original comfort shoe, and then Nike came out with Lunar Lawn and what else? What's the Roche material? Whatever that material is.
Bounce.
Yes.
Dang, now you need to come out with Bounce to combat the boost.
Adidas already has Bounce, you bounce. Freak.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Nagy. Sorry, Nagy. I got Bounces?
Yeah.
I don't got Alpha Bounces.
Alpha Bounce. Oh, oh,
Alpha Bounce, and then that's what... There was actually an interview online about why Lillard's shoe is a Bounce shoe instead of a Boost shoe, and they were explaining it to whatever that dude
Boing shoe.
He likes the Bounce material better, which I don't understand.
He likes Bounce better than Boost?
Yes. I think it also allows him to keep the price lower, too, the price point.
It does.
But anyway, so everything compares to Ultra Boost to me because it's a running shoe, and the comfort is way greater than any of this other stuff. And when you're talking about all these new 997, 998s are 240, and an Ultra Boost is, even though an Ultra Boost is expensive at 180, it's $60 less than a less comfortable shoe. Like, there's no reason for me to buy a New Balance ever.
Dang, you are the Boost snob.
I mean, Vans, Boost, and Jordans. That's it. Really, that's all I would buy.
Lunar Lawn Safari, P-Rods.
Jordans, we just can't stop buying Jordans because we just...
These actually are comfortable because they have Lunar Lawn.
What are they?
Lunar Lawn Safari, P-Rods.
You wanted these back in the day when these, like, we saw the pictures of these.
When they went for cheap.
I mean, when we saw the pictures, they were coming out.
I have those somewhere, worn once.
Anyways.
Yeah, I think I've worn these about 3 times.
I think Asics are fine.
I think they're fine.
They just came out too many, too fast.
You know what else is super comfortable, too?
No Star Power either.
They're not out. You can't see them. But those, whatever's in that brown box, what are those called again? Costin Ones?
Costin Ones are comfortable.
Super comfortable.
Yeah. No, I love Asics and New Balances, but I love the ones I have. I'm not running out to buy any more.
Actually, I just have a hard time paying the prices. Like, if I can pay, if a Asic 5 is a collaboration and they want $180, I would prefer to put that on something that has Boost or something. I would just cut.
So then you're the Boost now, then.
No, I'm not going to say who I am. yes. But I don't know, man. So, we could say they're dead. I don't know. They're not to me.
They're in the middle.
They're falling off quick.
I mean, they're falling off. They don't
have any collaborations anymore. No one cares.
There's no reason to buy it, though. I mean, it's...
That's right, yeah. There's no reason to buy anything new, but, like, I still love the stuff that I have. Like.
I mean, what did that thing you sent us say? Asics were down by, like, 6% or something?
Their sales in America was some...
Like, double digits down.
I mean, it's, to me, like, it's just like Nike SB. Like, as I'm looking at Nike SBs, like, I would probably never get rid of my Blue and Red Lobsters, but I'm also not going to... Industrial to buy a pair of Nike SBs. Like, there's certain ones that I love.
You would.
So
Skunks came out, we'd be in line.
I don't think I'd buy them.
Because you should be buying Forbes denim highs. Facts.
I should, but I'm not going to.
I'm not going to either.
Grail.
Yeah, I mean, you could put it on the same level as that Diamond, which is still brand new. 3 years later, 4 years later.
Still DS?
Yes.
Oh my God. Goodness.
You like, I would like a Statue of Liberty. I'd like a Ty. I'd like a Ty Temple.
He had those, or has. Or
I had.
The gold ones.
Like, those are like the only two that like so I would. I like those Ty Temples.
Those shoes are the most tackiest shoes on earth, period.
I like the Ty Temples, honestly, better than the Luckies.
Which one was that, the blue one?
The gold with the green?
Oh, those are better than the
Ty Temples. With the number 7 on it.
That's better than Ty Temples, because the gold isn't as gaudy. It's just like, it has more suede gold on it.
All right, so the tweet that you're talking about was ASICS fiscal year sales decreased 6.9% globally, and it was double digits in the U.S.
Dead. Now
they're good.
Did I ever do top 10 kicks?
Yeah. Is anybody excited for the All-Star game this weekend? Or no, not really.
I mean, the dunk contest participants suck.
I know.
Levine's out. But I don't think he was going to do it anyways. I mean, Gordon should run away.
I think the game itself is always entertaining. But I haven't watched any of that stuff in years. Like,
I always watch the dunk contest.
The only thing I've watched, I think... Well, yeah, but you watch NBA regular season games too, and I don't. The only thing I watch, and I don't like make an effort to watch it, of the first 3 days or 2 days of All-Star or whatever, is a celebrity game. Because it's hilarious when, like...
You watched that, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, I always watched that.
When, like, Kevin Hart or somebody gets blocked by, like, Lisa Leslie or whatever, like, that stuff makes me laugh. And, like, it's to see so how whack some...
John Wick makes you laugh.
John Wick Part 2 might be one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my entire life. when you guys see it, you'll understand. No, I'm dead serious. They actually put like a comedic element in the movie that has nothing to do with like the things that I thought.
Was it better than one? Was it better than one?
It was on the same level. I'm not gonna say it's better.
The fact that they call it Chapter Two, they call it Russell Chapter One,
bruh.
That's a dumb movie. I very rarely
say it's worth paying whatever it is to go to the movie theater when you can just wait and get it on Kodi or Redbox or whatever for a dollar. But that movie is absolutely worth seeing in the theater. There's no doubt about it.
All right.
I seen it on Thursday night before Friday. Yes. The
and you came to work
opening sleep. Night.
You came at midnight. You midnight.
Yeah.
Joe to work from there.
All right. So we're going to do top 10 All-Star Game theme shoes ever to us. I guess best ones to us. Are you still leaving?
I'm going to leave in like I'll do my list. I'll do my bottom five.
My list all sucks right. Because these shoes all suck. So just so you guys.
So my bottom five, number 10, you guys are not gonna agree with at all because I know you both hate them, but I love them because it's one of my favorite silhouettes. The Air Force Max Area 72s, the gray.
I mean, it was
with the glow in the dark. I don't hate it.
It's better than some of
those. I like that.
They suck now. You see them now, you'd be like, jeez,
well,
suck.
I mean, it's right there. It's the same shoe, though.
No, but this one's alien and glow-in-the-dark soul and pull stars.
Pull that shoe out of it. It's bigger than your head, probably.
I love that shoe. Number nine is the LeBron 10 All-Star from that pack, the purple one with the 3M speckles.
You're starting off very rough.
Number eight, the Kobe 9 All-Stars.
You hear that? That was the noise
which
you
one?
Made.
The Kobe 9, the top. The high top Kobe 9 All Stars.
Oh my god, the New Orleans ones?
Yeah.
You probably could have left your list.
They were in New Orleans. They were in New Orleans in 2014. And they're
number 7.
I mean, I know why they're
the
back.
Kobe 7 Galaxy All Star.
Jesus Christ, bro.
Number 6.
I mean, that was not bad. That's the one I gave you.
It's not bad, Nike. But it was one of the hardest shoes to wear.
Number 6.
It made out of weirdness.
Y'all can hate this one, but it's on my list. I don't care. Nike Zoom MVP Trash Talk All Star from Phoenix.
That's your bottom five?
Run it.
All right. Yes, run it. I'm going to go. Number 10, I got the Kyrie one. Those gray ones with the clear sole. Those are all right.
It's okay.
Don't even know what they look like.
Number 9, 2010, Kobe 5 Reds. They have like a hardwood print on them or whatever. Those are fire.
What year?
2010.
The fours?
Fives.
Fives.
The red ones.
They're both red.
Four the fours five. Were 2009. The
fives.
What?
Fours are 2009.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fives.
The fives.
Number 8, I got the D-Rose Adi Zero Yellows. Five.
Oh, the fives? Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, you think of the fives.
Oh, yeah. Those, all right, I got to change my
the 2011 thing. D-Rose Adi Zero, the yellow ones. Absolute fire, and I have the home version of those. I hoop in those. Well, before I retired, I hooped in them. One of the best hoop sneakers ever. Adi Zero D Rose.
Yes, you averaged 13 turnovers and 2 assists a game.
Number 7, LeBron 7, 2010 Blues, same year as those Kobe 5s. And number 6, I got the 2015 Nike Hyper Chase, those Hardens. The shoe is dope looking. Alright, but they suck on feet, and they're made out of, like, waste baskets. I don't know what they're made out of. They're made out of, like, leftover materials. They suck.
So, yeah, I have that on my list.
And that's it. Go, George. Bottom five.
Go, George.
Alright, well, one of these is coming off, and I don't mind it coming off because it sucks anyways, so we'll just do number 10, Kobe 7 Galaxy, which Simple already said.
Yep.
Number 8 or number 9, I don't know if anyone wore it in the game, but it was part of the All-Star pack, Flight 1 NRG Galaxy.
Those are sick.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I think
those
someone wore it in the game.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody did.
Yeah.
Maybe like Nick Cannon, Celebrity Game or something.
Number 8.
Nick Cannon.
The LeBron Wheats, the LeBron 1s.
Oh, shit, I didn't even think about that one.
I know you hate them, but I put
them I love that shoe.
First All-Star game
actual
for him.
Actual Tim's.
You're not wrong, but it's first All-Star game for him.
Mm.
So what did I say? Kobe Galaxy.
Your LeBron 10, was the
NRG
last one.
NRG Galaxy 9.
Yep.
Think of the NRG
8
Galaxy.
LeBron. Okay, so 7 is going to be LeBron 9 Big Bang.
Number 7?
Wow.
Holy crap.
Yep.
And number 6, I don't even know if you guys considered an all-star shoe, but technically it was an all-star shoe, the Jordan 11 Columbia.
I mean, yeah, it was.
That's when it first came out, was for the
all-star. All right.
I was.
So I guess top 5. Number five, the Kobe 4 All-Star from 2009 in Phoenix. Number four.
You smoking rocks.
Yeah, you are smoking rocks.
That colorway was whack.
You're smoking rocks.
I'm just smoking.
They were red and gold. They looked crazy.
Red and white.
Red and white. With a little, with some
that's
gold
why
hits.
It didn't make any sense. They made three red shoes in a row for him. Like, the five was fire, but the six made no sense. Like, you made two in a row that were red. Make something different.
No. Number four, the KD 4 Galaxy. That shoe.
That should be number one.
That shoe was fire.
But yes.
Number four.
I got scammed for that.
Number three, LeBron 9 Big Bang. Number two, I have the Air Jordan 11 Columbia. And number one,
Columbia, because Legend Blues are trash.
The Columbia. And number one, probably the greatest all-star shoe ever, one of the most hyped shoes ever, the Foamposite Galaxies.
That's why I bet that wasn't on your list.
I mean, I thought about putting it on there, but then I don't think, did anyone wear it? So I just was like.
Penny wore it.
Wore it in the game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Sub game.
Rondo wore it. Rondo wore it in the game.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Penny. The Kryptonates.
I forgot about those.
That's the one I forgot about that too.
Those were fire.
But does suck. That? I guess it counts. It does suck. It was cool for the theme.
For
the
yeah.
Superman or
those were fire.
No, Superman, Dwight Howard.
Those are super sick.
Number five.
You did put Steve Nash on your list, so
I did put Steve Nash.
Number five. You're so biased. You'll put a Steve Nash on any list. It don't matter what it is. Don't
you
suck?
Just because you guys are racist. And hate Canadian white people doesn't mean I can't.
Steve
like
Nash
him.
Might be black. All right, that's how down
I don't think
he
it's
is.
Steve Nash. Zoom MVPs are I don't like. They're one of the most underrated shoes ever made. Period.
I think socially, it's not possible
those
for a black.
And the greatest basketball shoe ever.
Okay.
Besides Kobe 8 and Kobe 5.
Number 5. 2011 Nike Hyper Dunk Griffin the Mangoes.
Oh
yeah, those are pretty dope. The green ones were dope, too.
Fire.
Yep, totally forgot about them. I didn't realize it was an all-star shoe. I had those. I
number four, Galaxy Foams. Number three.
I can't believe you didn't put a number one. It's the only shoe you've ever drawn a picture.
I know.
I literally gave it to me.
Only because in hand, they look kind of funny. It looks like what's them things you
it
buy?
It looked like you wrapped you a shoe athlete. In plastic. Dude.
You could buy the athlete and put it on the wall. A big head.
Fat head?
Fat head. It looks like Galaxy Foam Fathead.
You can make your own Galaxy Foam.
Number three, the ones that I got, the Kobe 11 DeRozan IDs. Fire. Okay. That's the only ID I own.
I don't think that's an all-star shoe, though.
Yeah, DeRozan
it
wore
it
was
an all-star
game. Oh, he wore it.
Yeah, he wore it. And then right. Nike put it out to buy it for the for everyone.
So it wasn't Kobe's all-star shoe.
No, his was the black and teal one that you don't like.
All
right. Number two, Galaxy KD. Is still fire. And number one, Big Bang. Those are the only shoes that I would still buy.
I would buy a Big Bang now.
I'm going to buy
I think
those.
You would buy Big Bang. Buy I don't think you would buy KD4.
I have a KD4.
What? Why not?
Because you've sold all yours already. Why would you buy another one?
I'm trying to buy them all back.
Why?
Because I'm stupid for selling them all. It's a still wearable hoop shoe.
I think the only
no, it's not. You literally
are you crazy?
You literally hooped in it and said it was the worst shoe to hoop.
No. Like wearable, not hoop. Not to hoop in the wearable. You said wearable hoop shoe, like a hoop shoe that you can wear.
KD4s are not wearable now.
No,
are you crazy?
I love it. You don't like that shoe.
Do you have one in here?
The KD4? Are you crazy? I love that shoe.
No, I sold all mine too. No, not the shoe. The All-Star colorway. If you said Weatherman's, then I say yes, obviously.
The Galaxy
that's
still,
the one
I've
of the greatest.
Yes, and when...
I couldn't
you,
get them.
You know how much I was trying to get them. I got yes. scammed for them. You never talked about buying them.
I couldn't afford them. You got scammed for like $600 or something.
No, I didn't.
It was close.
No, it was a steal price, which is the reason why it was dumb that I did it.
I want those. I wasn't paying for them at the time.
You're not buying them in 2018.
Bruh, do you see the prices on them? Yeah, I am.
Yeah, they're like $250.
They're like
$225.
Yeah, of course the price has been low.
I'm copping those, and I'm copping Big Bangs.
You're not
right?
copping those.
Big Bangs you can get for about $200,
too. Facts.
Sybil can get any fakes you want. No?
All right, what's your list?
Give me your PayPal. I'll get on eBay, buy you everything.
Number five. I can't believe you left these off, because technically they're all-star shoes, even though he didn't wear them in the game.
Obsidian 12s.
No.
Yeah.
You should have. Those were
number,
all-star.
Number five.
Royal ones.
Kobe 6 East LA.
Well, sucked.
The Dodger one.
Oh,
blue.
Yeah.
I didn't like those
suck.
Ones.
You smoking rocks.
Suck.
They're right there.
They didn't suck.
Number four. Kobe 6 3D. Yeah, they are on the far left.
Kobe 6 3D?
It's an all-star shoe. It's an all-star game pack. The whole pack was an all-star pack. There was four shoes in it.
You're
stretching.
Yeah, you're reaching, but I get
it. How am I reaching? It's literally called All-Star Game. That's the name of the shoe on the box. Oh. Look at the box right there. It says ASG on the box.
I think that means...
Yo, are these fake?
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, it means ass and gonads.
What else?
Number three, Kobe 5 All-Star, the red one that you had on your list. I've had to add that later. Yeah, but those are probably fake. Oh, and they're thrashed, too. Look at that inside of that collar.
What else?
Like, black.
That's the Galaxy!
Number two, KD4 Galaxy. Number two, KD4 Galaxy.
He said they're dirty. And that's
number
one.
That's outer space look like, fam. Outer space is black.
Look like tar. Look like the bread tar pits. You sure it's not a tar shoe? And number one, the Kobe 4 All-Star. The one sucked. You said you hate. That shoe
I don't
fire.
Hate it. It just sucked.
You smoking rock.
It was whack. Is there anything else?
Literally the worst top 10 list in history that we've ever done.
I don't know.
That list
sucked. It's kind of hard. I think we probably should have done the best
we should have shoes. Done
five. the best shoes worn in the game. Like, best shoes that won an All-Star
game. Sure all the ones I picked were worn. Well, no, yeah, except like I'm the sure. Kobe.
But like John Wall hooped in French Blues. Kobe hooped in like True Blue 3s in All-Star game.
Yeah.
Like, I think we could have probably did that better.
Jordan won. First All-Star game. Jordan won. Or second All-Star game. Whatever.
Jordan hooped in a 3, a metallic 5, a cement 3, a metallic 5. And something else. Oh, and an infrared 6. Facts. And All-Star Games. And Obsidian Blue 12s. Columbia 11s.
Yeah, but that was the San Antonio one. So that one was kind of like iconic when he wore the Columbias.
Yo, yeah. Big Bangs are lit.
With those jerseys.
Oh, could have did a Kamikaze Alamos.
Okay,
so All-Star themes.
You just bashed them all last week.
No, that shoe sucks.
You said they suck.
This shoe sucks.
Is there anything else?
That's a sneak disc.
That's